reflect back now on the launching of this cruise to Alaska for yourself. The adventure of beginning to do something that you have never done in your life before. The apprehension of connecting with individuals you have never in your life met before. The worry over perhaps whether you will engage with individuals who will be down and negative and depressed about their particular condition, and that they might also pull you down, only to discover that when you launched into this journey, you connected with a very different feeling of hope, positive energy, and the reality that recovery is possible for not only you, but for your family members who also may be challenged with illnesses and problems with imbalance in their bodies. So it was the case that we all gathered together and we entered into this enclave, which is a closed enclave which skirted across the seas up to the wondrous healing land of Alaska. Seas were rough. And it was also the case as when this journey actually launched, it became a different experience for many individuals in that there was a challenge of nausea and sleeplessness and a struggle physically with being able to continue on this journey, a journey that could not be reversed. For it was not the case that we could go to the captain of this ship and say, excuse me, I'm not doing this. I'm ready to go back home. For this ship was not a ship that could turn around and return back to home. Once this journey was launched, as it turned out, once the rockiness, the nausea, the challenge with a ship that was not as stable or as balanced, unchallenged as we thought it would be, it turns out to be that it was, that we all had a challenge with being able to sleep and being able to actually walk from one cabin to the next. And this is, as it turns out, a symbol of recovering from the symptoms of Parkinson's, for the road is rocky. For it is the case that we do make decisions and discover that those may or may not work immediately. We do discover that once these decisions have been made, once a particular therapy has been launched, it may in fact be the case that the body is not going to respond immediately with a feeling that is good. It may be that the actual response is one of a challenge, of a weakness, of a high intensity emotion that is not particularly one that you would want. But it is also the case that holding that experience means that on the other side, on the next day, it is possible to feel remarkably better. And as then we all together launched on the next day and the next day, we were able to embrace the sweetness of the glacier ice that we nested up against with our breaths in the Glacier National Park. As we breathed in the pure air of Mother Earth and healed whatever it was that resided inside us that might have been impairing our thoughts about where we were headed in our lives. And so as it was, as we began to encounter one town after another, we were able to brush up against the furriness and the groundedness of the black bears. And we were able to feel the brush of the wisdom of the eagles that we saw on telephone poles, on the masts of ships, on the sides of decks, the eagles that flew over us and protected us from whatever might happen in the future. So as it turns out, the feeling today, the feeling toward the end of this journey of wellness winds up being at a place of centeredness, of balance. It is the case that everyone here now in this room gathered together, as we now return to a place that is back home in our hearts, are feeling great and strong and wonderful after this quite magnificent healing experience. So we have cast aside thoughts that are no longer in our best and highest good. What now, I ask you, is next for this particular segment of the healing journey is about to conclude. What is next for you? I submit to you that one of the gifts of Parkinson's winds up being a challenge to slow down, to reevaluate, to ask yourself, what is it that I need to do with my time and with my life? It may be then that the way that you spend your day can be reevaluated now. It may be that you can ask the question, what is it that I might want to consider doing that I have not yet even considered? What is my true soul's longing? Is it possible that the work and the commitment that I've given in my life to do what I have done has been fine and good in its time, but that there is another soul's calling? There is something yearning deep inside that is saying it is now time to launch out into a new beginning. A new beginning that you never realized existed. Person after person with Parkinson's tell me that this has been the most magnificent and exciting time of their life because they were able to identify what it is that gives them true joy in their life. They have rediscovered their bliss. So I ask you to consider, is there something that you have not yet launched that you can, in fact, launch upon your return back home? Let me give you some examples and invite you to ask, is this something that I need to focus my attention on now or not? Is there music in your life or not? Is music a part of your heart and soul that you have ignored? Think back when you were a child. Were you drawn to the sounds of childhood? Is music something that you yearn to create, either in words or in sounds? When I say music, do you find a tingle in your soul? A tingle that says, yes, that's a place that you need to begin to focus your energies toward. Music. Music of the soul. Making it, listening to it, creating it, being with it. Is art something that you have always been called to do, but there have been too many reasons not to pursue the art is residing in the depths of your soul and needs to be expressed so that we all can benefit? Art, whether it is sculpture or painting or drawing or watercolors or any form of expression, however it may take. Have you always wanted to create artwork in your life but haven't? Is creating art your passion? And have you ignored that in your life? Is art something that you need to begin to create in yourself now? upon your return home. What do you yearn to create, and what is stopping you? Have you always wanted to do woodworking, make furniture, or carve? Is that something that you've always been called to do and perhaps did do at one point in your time but dropped it because there wasn't enough time? Is that something you need to return to now? What about creating new business ventures? Do you find that you are percolating ideas about businesses, about creating value for others day in and day out, but you are always being stopped because of one particular reason or another? What are the thoughts that you have about businesses or a business that you have always wanted to manifest or create? What does that look like? What form does that take? Acknowledge there may be reasons that you have always given to yourself for why you could not do that business. Not enough money, not enough support, not enough skill, you name it. Cast those aside now, for if you find that you are continuously thinking about doing that, then upon your return, I challenge you, do that now. Create that business now. Give to yourself and give to others the value that resides in your heart. Why wait? What is stopping you? Person after person tell me that they stopped doing what was dragging them down in the gutter and they began to do what it was that was their true passion. And their souls came alive. Community service. What is it you've always wanted to do for others, but for whatever reason have held back on that? What have you always wanted to do and commit to doing, but haven't done it? What's calling from deep inside the crevices of your soul now to do that you have not done? What is your passion? What is it that you need to do for yourself in this life before you die, whenever that time comes, so that in the minute before your death, you can say, I have done all that my soul wanted to do, and my heart is full with joy. Connections with family, being with those that you love. Are you doing enough of that, or is there still more to do for you? Writing words that flow through you. Are you a writer and have not been writing? Why not, upon your return home, begin to write what is coming through you so that you can share your wisdom with others, whatever that might be? Cast aside now all the reasons why you say you can't do that. No one will read it. It won't be good. I've never written before. None of it's true. If you are called to write, then I submit to you, make a commitment to begin writing upon your return this week. Photography, taking pictures, disseminating pictures, blogging, getting the story out of what it is that you want to say to the world. Are you someone who says, I have so little to say? The truth is, you have so much to say and to convey, but are holding back. Cast those restrictions aside now. Ask yourself, what is it that I need to do for myself upon my return home that I have not yet started? What is there new that I need to do for myself, whether it be a hobby or a full-time occupation? What change do I need to make in my life for how I live moment to moment? For you see, the truth of the matter is, we can focus all that we want on reversing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. We can work every day on doing one therapy after another. We can concentrate on our thought forms so that those negative thought forms do not drag us down into the gutter of despair and depression. But none of that will come anywhere near close to being able to fulfill the passion that resides in our heart. Once we are connected with our passion, we will get well in our body, in our hearts, and in our souls. I submit to you, as you are evaluating any choice that you might make, you hear in the background a voice, a distraction, a disturbance. For we are on a ship and they are making announcements as we cruise by the Pacific Ocean waters next to Canada. What distractions will lead you astray from fulfilling your own passion? I submit it is possible to cast all distractions aside, all thoughts that are impeding your commitment to do something that will fulfill your heart's desire. What is that, I ask you? What is it that you can do for yourself upon your return home? Something that you thought would be never possible for you to do. What is that that you need to do for yourself? It can be something little or it can be something big. What will fulfill your heart's passion? And as the announcer just said, look forward to your own show time. The time when you will be showing yourself and your family and your loved ones and the world the fulfillment of your true passion. And perhaps this is something you have done for your whole life, but you have stopped for one reason or another. Perhaps you convinced yourself there was a physical disability in place. Cast that limitation aside now, and if that was fulfilling your heart's desire, return to it upon your return home. For when we feed our souls, we feed our bodies, and we come back into full balance and harmony. Doing that in itself is all that is necessary to get well. What is it that you need to do for yourself when you return home? Whether it be large or small, what is your heart's passion?
What is it that you need to do for yourself to fulfill the passion that resides in your heart? Finding that heals any imbalance or illness in your body. It is the answer. Sink into the passion, take action, and your energy will soar to heights that are unimaginable to you now. And what has actually happened in this room, at this place, and in this time is that the passion for each individual is residing next to you. It is as if it is this ball of light. See it now? Grab this golden ball of light and allow it to enter into your heart. Connect with it now. Connect with your passion now. Know it, feel it, see it, sense it, and become it. We become ill when we are not connected to that place of our passion. We get well when we place that golden light into our heart and make it all of who we are. Connect with that passion now. Uncover the blanket of illusion which has obscured the truth of that passion from you. See it, feel it, know it, accept it. For it is who you are. In denying that, you deny yourself and you deny the world. Make a commitment to transform that passion into a reality that nurtures your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul now and forevermore. This is Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. And know that by connecting with your passion, you will never waver from your own journey to recover from the symptoms of Parkinson's, and that it will happen now.